Continuing with the check of some more farm news here for you for this morning. Some serious challenges remain to be overcome before Canada will ever sign off on the renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement. Canada's Foreign Minister, Chrystia Freeland, says hardline demands for reforms from the U.S. are the biggest of those challenges. Freeland told the House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee that Canada will only accept the deal if it's in their nation's best interests. Talks on modernizing the 94 NAFTA agreement have slowed, with Canada and Mexico struggling to address some of the proposed changes from the U.S. Freeland says serious issues remain, particularly in terms of unconventional U.S. proposals. Canada will only accept an agreement that is in our best interest and respects Canadian values. Canada's Prime Minister weighed in on the discussion last Wednesday, saying Canada might be better off not signing an updated NAFTA deal rather than signing a bad one. A couple of the more contentious proposals from the U.S. include more American content in autos, as well as a sunset clause that would allow any of the three parties to walk away from the deal after 5 years. Tyson has said the rising cost of freight is starting to put pressure on all of its businesses. That means consumers will eventually feel that pressure in the form of higher prices for its products. The company says the tight trucking market will add more than $200 million to its cost structure this year. CEO Tom Hayes says freight costs have escalated as trucking capacity is tightened nationwide. We expect these costs will continue to rise as companies compete for new truckers and new federal regulations come into play. Hayes' announcement was made public with the release of a strong first quarter earnings report for Tyson. At the same time as freight costs are rising, dynamics in the marketplace are driving wages higher, pushing up the cost of labor. Hayes adds, these higher costs are included in our overall outlook. We're assuming we'll recover the majority of these costs through higher pricing. Hayes says passing the cost through is something they have to do, and ultimately the consumer is going to have to pay for it at some point. Canada's dairy subsidies have been a controversial topic during much of the NAFTA negotiations. For many years, the U.S. dairy industry has claimed their Canadian counterparts are heavily subsidized through the Dairy Supply Management Program. The U.S. says that supply management programs and the class and pricing systems in place creates an unfair playing field. The website DairyHerd.com says Canada has issued a report that says the U.S. should examine its own dairy subsidies before pointing the finger at Canada. Dairy Farmers of Canada commissioned their 588-page report that looks into the role that subsidies play in the U.S. dairy market. The report says that 73% of the returns American dairy farmers received in 2015 were the results of subsidies, including the Margin Protection Program and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Canadian report says those subsidies returned $12.06 per hundredweight. Sean Haney is the founder of the Canadian ag website RealAgriculture.com, who says the report is tilted in favor of Canada. However, he says it's also important to remember that there is probably some truth to the report as well. And more than 20% of the food sampled by the USDA in 2016 showed no detectable pesticide levels, and less than 0.5% of the food had detectable residue levels above limits set by the EPA. A USDA report titled What Consumers Should Know says again this year, the U.S. food supply is one of the safest in the world. Fresh and processed fruits and vegetables account for 90% more than 10,300 samples collected by the agency. 4% of the samples collected were organic. The report says that more than 99.5% of the samples had pesticide residues levels well below the EPA limits. 22% of the samples had no detectable residue levels at all. USDA reports as one source of residue data that the EPA was using to create its annual Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 rankings of fruits and vegetables. USDA says the report provides reliable data to help assure consumers that the food they feed their families themselves is safe. The Food and Drug Administration and the EPA would be notified of a residue test that could potentially pose a significant health risk. That's been a look at some more farm news here for you this morning on KLGR.